I think it was a discussion around presentation of the game versus tradition. The conclusion's clear that for 2022 we'll stay at 230. I'm not going to comment on people's views or, you know, what's discussed in the boardroom. That's the commission made a decision. You know, they listened to what supporters want. They also got the responsibility of making progressive decisions.
Gillon McLachlan on the placement of the grand final at 2:30 for at least one more year. I did hear amid our discussion before we went to air that there was a suggestion Peter Vlandis would be pulling out the champagne corks. But maybe you stop and wonder why, if the fact that people feel so strongly about this after 125 years, that it actually is a strength of the game, that there is that reliability about it, that is when we play our grand final.
People talk about traditions on grand final day, and the AFL was saying, do you know that families get together for one of the two or three times of the year? They have barbecues, they have kicks with the kids in the backyard, they have games, set times throughout the grand final day. It's been a tradition in families for a long, long time. Not everyone can go. So a lot of tradition is at home.
That is the point is the tradition of the day is the thing, not the game itself.
So yeah,
game
it's tradition of the day, the whole day.
Goes for 2.5 hours or something, but actually the whole grand final day, the grand final breakfast, all over the place, really. And obviously the lunches and the evening thing. So it's a day's activities that would alter if you alter the start date.
It alters everything. I'm really proud of our sport for going against the global grain of having every major sporting event played at night. I laugh at KB when he says, you know, we've got a peculiar game, we've got an Indigenous game. And he's true. We have got the most unique game. And I think it's fantastic that our sport says, you know what, we're going to keep it at day.
133693, the Nick Theodosi open line. Keep the calls coming on traditions that you'd like to see brought back. Laurie, you're on.
Hey, g'day, guys. How are you?
Going well.
I used to take my kids to the footy back in the day and took them for a kick after the game on the ground, and the heroes are playing 1 minute and they're all kicking on the ground the same as the heroes, and we've lost that too. Like, you know, what's wrong with that?
I took my son to a Gold Coast game, and you could do it at Metricon Stadium. They allowed for it to do it, which was great.
And even there, not every week, probably, Lordy. I mean, that's gone the way of the curtain raiser, the same principle, which the grounds can't take the wear and tear. So, like, we have it occasionally here, I think, don't we? Is it the odd one or not at all? But it's a very occasionally. But it's all about the wear and tear when we play all our footy in Melbourne on two couple of grounds in Geelong.
We have become very security conscious, haven't we?
And that
probably. Yeah, we do. Yeah. We just can't have people running around after an afternoon of alcohol running around. That's just what happens.
Peter, what tradition would you like brought back?
I like the grand final in the afternoon. Yeah, there is nothing better if your team wins, getting on the train and heading into Punt Road or heading into your club's footy ground after the game and celebrating with 100,000 people out there on the street. That's got to be part of our tradition.
Just like Anzac Day, it's my favourite home and away game of the season. I know it's big because it's the same teams, but yeah, you think of even the Easter Monday game's a great one. The Queen's Birthday I still enjoy too. So I was thinking, what's the night game that sticks with you? Would it be Dreamtime? What's the one game that sticks with you each year that's in comparison to those day games? So it's interesting that from a memory perspective. Yeah, I had some people though, like Kane Corn said to me, it's the most spectacular thing he's been to, like last year's grand final. It's being there live to see a night grand final. He said, I've never seen anything like it. It was like a show. But then, as we're talking about, only 50,000 people could go. So it's about what we put value first. It's families, it's a tradition versus the spectacular of a night grand final. So that's what you've got to balance.
It was a bit of a clue to the future, though, when Gil said we compared presentation to tradition, as if tradition won, so we could present it better if it's played later. So for some reason, Rubber, I said, are you thinking it's only a matter of time before it goes to twilight, and then probably only a matter of time before it goes tonight?
But like, how do you flip it after what they said today?
Well, because today was about post-COVID, and I think that was really valid. Post-COVID, everything was dislocated. We've got a chance to go back to grand final, same as it's been. But you just don't get the impression it's going to be like that forever. Every year we make the decision, and eventually the year, and it might be next year. I reckon it's about 50-50. It's not twilight next year. In 23 would be my view. And unfortunately, because I don't want it at night myself as an individual, but you reckon that's inevitable too.
I'm hoping it gets to twilight. Sorry, if it gets to twilight, but we never get to the night.